It's time to hear from the Green Party with co-leader James Shaw.
Today I talked to James Shaw about what he has been up to over the last few weeks and about what his thoughts are on Simon Upton, the Parliamentary Commissioner for the Environment's report on climate change. Here is James. So, firstly, how have you been? I know the last few weeks have been very full on, to say the least. Can you tell us a little bit about what you've been doing?
One of the things that's impacted all of us, regardless of whether we're in portfolios that directly relate to it or not, is the impact of the terrorist attack in Christchurch. What's been pretty remarkable, I think, is the way that government has responded to that. And all of us have sort of reorganised our work priorities and portfolios around ensuring that things like the gun law reforms can happen and can happen quickly. So that's been going on, and also, you know, just trying to do as much of my kind of regular work on the climate change and associate finance work and the statistics work as possible at the same time.
I can imagine that is an immense amount of pressure on everybody in government to respond and to sort of throw everything down. And even, as you said, like people whose portfolios don't necessarily match up to the issues that are prevalent within the scope of the terrorist attack. What was the feeling of everybody sort of dropping everything and getting together and, you know, moving towards doing something about gun control and about terrorism in New Zealand?
Well, I personally, I have to say, whilst everybody was in a state of shock as a result of the attack, I was quite inspired to just see how extraordinarily responsive government can be when there's an emergency. Personally speaking, for example, my schedule is organised about 12 weeks in advance. You know, it's pretty much back to back the whole way through, and there's not a lot of room for error. And yet, you know, by first thing the Monday morning after the attack, everything had been cleared in order to kind of, you know, make me available for whatever I needed to be available for. And so, for example, you know, I accompanied the Prime Minister down to Christchurch has been reported, went to the Cabinet meeting to discuss what the gun control laws were going to be, and those kinds of things. And it's just, it is actually an incredibly responsive system, and everyone just does what they need to do, and everything worked really well. It has been pretty hectic, but things are starting to kind of find their feet and return to a more kind of normal type of hectic now.
Do you think that with everything coming back to sort of a sense of normality, do you think New Zealanders may be worried that what happened in Christchurch will sort of be forgotten about?
Yeah, I know that thought sort of weighs on our minds, which is one of the reasons why we're moving so quickly on gun control, you need to make sure that we do the things that we need to do in the time that we need to do them, and because, you know, government is busy and there's a lot, you know, there are a lot of priorities, we have to make sure that we don't lose our kind of focus on what the issues are that have arisen out of the Christchurch attacks. And that we don't just stop at gun control, having got it out of the way in a couple of weeks. You know, there are other things that we need to address. And we've got the Royal Commission coming up, but we've also got, Minister Little has said, you know, there's some questions around, do we need to regulate hate speech? There are some questions around the social media platforms, you know, all of that kind of stuff. And you wouldn't want to lose sight of that in amidst all of the regular business of government.
So, moving on to the Parliamentary Commissioner for the Environment report. The Parliamentary Commissioner for the Environment recently released a report on climate change. The report covered the difference between carbon dioxide and biological emissions, methane and nitrous oxide, and argued that the emissions trading scheme should go away from relying on the forestry sector to offset emissions. Could you explain what your view is on the report?
Yeah, so this is Simon Upton's recent report, and it, as with everything that Simon does, it is extremely well researched and thought through. And what he's essentially saying is that trees are only a temporary solution because carbon dioxide stays in the atmosphere for hundreds, in fact, even thousands of years, whereas trees only sequester CO2 for the lifetime of that tree. And so they buy you time, but they don't do much more than buy you time. And so he's completely correct in that. We've known that for decades. And what he's suggesting is that we allow tree planting to offset the warming effect of short-lived gases, in other words, methane, but we don't allow it for long-lived gases like CO2. Now, the difficulty that we run into is that right now, Cabinet is making a set of decisions about the future of the emissions trading scheme based on a work program that was started in 2014. So it's taken us 4 years, almost 5 years, to get to the current set of decisions. The PCE's report raises some fundamental questions about the design of the emissions trading scheme that need to be considered over a good long period of time as well, and are thoroughly consulted on, and the ideas are tested and so on. So what we're going to do is we're actually going to just complete the work program that was started in 2014, get through those changes. What that means is that we won't in the short term be accepting the Commissioner's recommendations. But once we've set up the Climate Change Commission, we've got our 2050 target and so on, what we'll do is we'll ask the Commission to take on those recommendations as it starts to think about what the future is.
Now, I know this is probably a question that you hear a lot, but I suppose people are thinking, oh, okay, it's taken from 2014 to 2019 to sort of talk about this, and now we're thinking about talking about it more.
Yeah.
But all the while, everybody's saying, we need to move on climate change now, and we need to do something about it now, and where are the positive actions that are stopping climate change? So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, look, I completely agree, and to be honest with you, that's why, when Simon's report came out, I said, that we were going to finish the work program that we've currently got on, because if we were to sort of suddenly change course now based on those recommendations, then that would add at least another couple of years to the work program, and you wouldn't see any action. So we've got a huge set of reforms to the emissions trading scheme this year, which will take effect next year, and that includes probably one of the most fundamental reforms since the scheme was introduced in the first place, which is the idea of putting a cap on the total volume of emissions, and that cap will sink over time, and so the pressure really will come on very, very quickly from 2020 onwards for New Zealand as a whole to start reducing its emissions in a way that we haven't done over the preceding decades.
Now, I know the forestry industry and the agricultural industry coming to heads with the forestry industry, thinking that they're going to be picking up the slack of the agricultural industry. Do you think that the forestry industry and the agricultural industry need to both work under the emissions trading scheme in the same ways, or do you think they're held to different standards?
Well, obviously they're operating off, they're both based on the land, right? And so in that sense, they're related to each other. But forestry is what we call a carbon sink, so it absorbs carbon dioxide, whereas agriculture in most of its forms is an emitter. So it releases primarily methane and nitrous oxide and a bit of carbon dioxide as well. How you handle those within the scheme is up for question. And last year we asked the Interim Climate Committee, which we set up because we didn't yet have a Climate Commission, to look at that question. And we're anticipating them getting back to us, I think, next month with their recommendations of how you price agricultural emissions. And there is a I think, a valid question. I don't think anybody's questioning the idea that you need to price pollution, and that agriculture needs to see some kind of price on its emissions. But the question is whether that's within the existing emissions trading scheme, or if there's a separate scheme that manages those gases a bit differently, isn't up for question.
What does a redesigned emissions trading scheme look like to you? Is it the same as what the PCA is suggesting, right, or is it something different?
So I guess that was my earlier point, is that the emissions trading scheme, as has been operating for the last 10 years, is not fit for purpose. So it has not reduced our overall emissions over the sort of 12 years that we've had it, 10, 12 years that we've had it. But we can fix it, and we are fixing it. And the fundamental reforms that we're bringing in, like I said, is this idea of a cap on the total amount of emissions that sinks over time. That's the single most important thing that was always missing from the scheme. So we're introducing that. The question about the kind of redesign along the lines of what the Parliamentary Commissioner for the Environment is suggesting, I think is a question for the future. And partially that's because, you know, we've got to get through the current set of reforms, and also because the window of time that we've got remaining to us to really do something about climate change is narrowing. It's getting very, very small indeed. And as the PCE himself points out, trees buy you some time. And so we are going to continue with that current setting in the existing emissions trading scheme. So emitters of carbon dioxide in industry will continue to be able to use trees as offsets. But that only gets you so far. So the most important thing is that people bring down the actual emissions, because, frankly, no amount of trees can fully offset the total carbon dioxide emission to the atmosphere.
That was James Shaw for the Green Party. The Wire.